This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura, in for Kai Rizdahl. A question on the mind of every online shopper is, how quickly can I get what I've ordered? How long will it take for a product to make its way from some warehouse to my doorstep? Online retailers know how important it is to be fast, so they spend a lot of time on distribution, on what are called shipping and fulfillment services, and they've made great strides. Customers can count on getting packages speedily, even in remote places like rural Alaska, as Zachariah Hughes of Alaska Public Media reports.
Betsy Brennan unpacks a box at the radio station where she works in Nome, Alaska, 3 blocks from the Bering Sea and separated by hundreds of miles from the state's highway system.
We're good for a couple weeks, maybe.
Inside are a few dozen rolls of toilet paper from online retail giant Amazon.com. Brennan has an auto order set up through the company's Prime service so that every couple of weeks, office essentials like paper towels, printer cartridges, and coffee arrive. Because of the free shipping that comes with the annual $99 subscription fee, Amazon Prime's popularity is exploding in rural Alaska. Brennan set up her household account 2 years ago for things you might take for granted if you live in a place with road access.
Even really heavy items like flour, all kinds of food items that we pay a lot more locally, or very similar, but it comes many times right to your doorstep.
Amazon isn't a shipper. Instead, it's just taking advantage of where the postal service and freight companies already go. And now, it's bringing e-commerce even further into markets where it hasn't had much of a foothold. Jeff Erickson lives in Unalakleet, a town of about 700 that's another hour-long flight from Nome. He's been using Amazon more and more over the last 6 years and recently bought a mattress.
3 days later, I hear somebody struggling up my stairs and it's the UPS boy who's dropping it off. Got my knife out, made a tiny split in it, and all of a sudden I had an instant California king-size mattress that exploded in my face.
Erickson estimates he gets about 30% more buying power now without shipping fees. Both he and Brennan think that if Amazon knew what a steal they were getting, they'd put an end to Prime. But RJ Hadavi, the senior e-commerce analyst with Morningstar, disagrees.
Amazon is incredibly data savvy. I'm absolutely sure that they see, higher penetration rates in certain rural markets. Yeah, and I think that part of that's by design.
Hadavi thinks the company is trying to drum up customer loyalty and has decided it's worth it to lose money right now if it means recruiting long-term users. I'm Zachariah Hughes for Marketplace.